Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 136, How to Build the Muscle of Change by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. It's just like a giant audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. Before I get into today's post, I wanted to thank Travis Marziani for having me on his podcast. Travis has a podcast and a website called howtodoyour20s.com, where he basically talks about things that 20-somethings would be interested in. Could be health, could be travel, could be dating, any number of things. He had me on to specifically discuss health habits that I would recommend for those that are in their 20s. Now, the episode hasn't gone live just yet, but you can check Travis's website, howtodoyour20s.com, for any updates. Plus, you'll probably be hearing updates from me here as well. So again, thank you so much, Travis, for having me as a guest on your show. All right, let's jump into today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Build the Muscle of Change by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. When you try to make a change in your life, create a new habit, or set a resolution, are you usually good at it, or does the change fail after 2 to 3 weeks? Some people are better at it than others because they've learned some simple strategies for changing, but also because they've built up their change muscle. What's a change muscle? It's the muscle we use for creating changes in our lives, and like our physical muscles, it is weak if you haven't trained it. I started training my change muscle in 2005 when it was weak and I could never make any lasting changes. I felt helpless and didn't know what to do. I felt like I couldn't ever make changes. But I've learned in the years since that the change muscle is like other muscles. You might be weak at first, but you get stronger with regular training. Imagine trying to lift a barbell with 350 pounds of weight on it. Even lifting it 6 inches off the ground would be a nearly impossible feat for people who haven't trained their muscles to lift heavy loads. You'd struggle and nearly burst a vein, but you wouldn't budge the barbell. But if you started with just the barbell, no weights on it, and began lifting that, you'd be much more likely to succeed. Then add 5 to 10 pounds on each side, and your muscles will grow stronger. Keep adding a little at a time, and soon you'll be able to lift the 350-pound loaded barbell that once seemed impossible. Your change muscle works in the same ways. As I've been learning about growing physical muscles, I realize how many parallels there are with growing the change muscle. Principles of growth. The principles for growing your change muscle are similar to growing regular muscles. 1. Start small. If you try to lift too much weight at first, you'll have bad form and injure yourself and won't last long. But if you start with just the barbell or other light load, you can learn how to lift and you're much more likely to stick with it for a while. The change muscle is the same. Start with one change, just 5 minutes a day. You'll want to do more, but if you do more, you're much more likely to fail in the long run. 2. train regularly. Some people will go to the gym for a week, then stop, then start again in a few months. This is a waste of time, and no progress will be seen. You have to do it regularly to see progress. Same with the change muscle. Do it daily, just 5 minutes a day. You'll get stronger and stronger with regular training. Don't start big, then fail after 1 to 2 weeks, then start again later. Regular repetition is key. 3. Increase the load gradually. If you don't increase the weights, you don't get stronger. But if you increase too much, you'll get injured. With your change muscle, increase your daily training by 5 minutes each week. So 5 minutes a day the first week, then 10 minutes a day the second week, etc. You'll be amazed at how strong your change muscle gets with gradual progressive loading. 4. Rest and cut back on other work. Most people don't understand the importance of rest when it comes to training. We train, then rest, and we grow. If we don't rest, we hurt our progress. Growing the change muscle is the same. You need to train just 5 minutes a day at first, then rest. Meaning, don't try to make changes all day long at first. Don't try to make your first change as you're traveling and taking on big projects and also taking classes and making 3 other changes at the same time. You'll overload yourself. Make one change and let yourself stick to your regular routine or load the rest of the day. 5. Fuel the growth. Aside from rest, fuel is one of the most overlooked aspects of muscle growth. You need sufficient calories for growth. Otherwise, all the training in the world won't get you anywhere. So what fuels the growth of the change muscle? Motivation. Find as many ways to motivate yourself as possible. Make the change enjoyable. Get a partner. Join a class. Blog publicly about it. Join a forum. Create rewards. Celebrate small victories. Create a chart to see your progress, etc. The more, the better. Most people underfuel their change muscle. First steps. So how do you get started training your change muscle if it's weak and undertrained? Just like you'd get started with strength training, start with body weight exercises and just a few per day. Here's what I'd recommend. 1. Pick an easy, positive change that you can do in 5 minutes. Want to garden? Just 5 minutes of gardening a day. Want to declutter? Eat fruits and veggies, jog or swim, meditate? Just 5 minutes a day. 2. Focus on enjoying the new habit. If you enjoy it, you'll want to keep doing it for longer. If you're doing it to improve or because it's, quote, good for you or you should, you won't stick with it for long. 3. The focus is on doing it regularly, not on growing it quickly. Do it daily at the same time every day. 4. Cut back on other changes so you can put all your energy on this one change. 5. Fuel your change with as much motivation as humanly possible. More is better in this case. And 6. Grow it gradually by adding 5 minutes to your daily training a week. You'll be amazed at how much progress you make over time as your change muscle grows stronger. We tend to blame our failures on our lack of discipline, but we're not undisciplined. We're just undertrained. Grow your change muscle with smart principles of growth, and soon you'll be a hulking beast of a change master. You just listened to the post titled, How to Build the Muscle of Change by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I love Leo's very clearly outlined steps. He makes it so simple, and really that's what this is all about. And I love that he emphasizes moving slowly. Just do a little bit at a time, and then progress from there. As long as you're progressing, you're moving in the right direction. One other thing I would add to this list is to anchor the behavior. Now, bear with me here. Let's say you want to meditate more often in the morning before you go to work or to school. What anchoring the behavior means is, with this new behavior, meditation, you simply do it after another behavior that occurs regularly, something you do every day. So for example, if you want to meditate more often in the morning before work or school, what you would do is meditate right after another behavior you often do in the morning, or preferably that you do every day in the morning. So for example, most of us, hopefully, brush our teeth first thing in the morning. What you could then do is say, okay, since I brush my teeth every morning, right after, I'm going to do 5 minutes of meditation or yoga. So the anchoring behavior is brushing your teeth, and then you insert the new behavior, meditation, right afterwards. That's been shown to be really, really helpful when it comes to changing your habits. If you can believe it, we're now just about a week away from our next book giveaway. On the first of every month, in case you didn't know, we give a book to a random person on our mailing list. So if you want to be entered into the raffle, you need to be a part of our weekly newsletter before then. You can join really quickly by texting the word BATMAN to the number 44222. Or you can enter your email address at our site, oldpodcast.com. Either way works, and you'll be entered into the drawing every month as long as you're on the mailing list. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.